PFT Media.
You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
No, I don't. Check, one, two, nope. Check, testing.
Check, one, two, testing, 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 three, four.
Check, one, two, check, one, two, check, one, two.
Check, one, two.
Check, one, two.
Check, check, check.
Got you, got you. Testing, check, one, two. What if I just see where, let me see. Checking, test, one, two. Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, this work? 100%?
I think this works.
Yeah, okay.
Hello?
There we go.
Okay.
Boom.
Hopefully people won't hear us in the hallway sound like crazy, like we're crazy people.
Well, I mean, we are crazy people, so.
All right.
I mean, that does track. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got our drinks. Okay.
Yeah, just to get the vibe, Chris.
I can get the music in there. All right, yeah, we're...
Boom.
We're...
Hey, what are you doing? I'm the one. Bonus episode.
I'm the one doing all the crazy sound effects.
We're switching it up. We're off-site, Chris. On vacation, off-site.
We are. You consider this a vacation?
For me, yeah. I didn't have to work today. That's a vacation. This is the closest thing I get to vacations.
Work is less stressful than traveling.
Oh, fuck you.
Than traveling 1,000 miles. It is.
This is so easy.
It's stressful. I'm tired. I'm so tired. I got a couple hours of sleep.
Tired, I hear you on that. Like, I am totally down with eating an early dinner and passing the fuck out.
I'm frazzled.
Tomorrow will be a better day.
All right, but yeah. All right. Can you hear us? I hope you guys can hear us. This is weird. Let me describe this setup to you. First off, welcome to Cinema Crespediso, episode 268. I don't have any notes in front of me. We just hit Drew's Kiln outside on the streets
of New York City,
and that was like the fourth one of the day. So
yeah,
actually feeling a little fried.
Well, gotta stay strong, man.
All right. Well, we're recording here in New York. We're in New York City for Bill's wedding. Billy D's death at the movies. We've mentioned this on the show.
Yes,
this is what we're doing.
This weekend is Billy D's death of the singularity.
Death of the singularity. What?
He's no more single. He's not single anymore.
That's a singularity.
I know, I did. It sounded better.
Death of the Singularity. Maybe that's the name of the episode. We'll find out. Will this part of the show record decently enough that it can be... See, first we're going to have to record the whole thing, and then we're going to have to upload it to Audition and then listen to it.
Yes.
And then we'll find out if we're actually going to have an episode this weekend. I hope we do. That'd be pretty cool. That'd be cool. So we're in New York City, and we're chilling in the hotel room.
Chris is sitting in a chair.
I'm sitting in a chair. Drew's sitting on the edge of a bed.
On the edge of a bed.
And we have a tiny Tascam MP3 recorder between us.
That is leaned up against his hoodie.
Yes, for full. Guys, can you picture that? If you look outside the window, you get a great view of an alley.
A really dirty alley. Like, I'm talking like, have you ever seen an episode of Law & Order SVU where someone gets raped in an alley? That's exactly the alley we're looking at.
It's a bad movie alley. For sure. So it's kind of perfect. We're looking at a really bad alley. We showed up and the TV wasn't working. We called the front desk. It took him an hour and a half to send someone up. Turns out cable on the back of the TV was unplugged. It was plugged in, but it was loose.
Yeah. But
the connection wasn't all the way there.
Totally something we could have fixed on our own.
But we didn't do it.
Anyway.
So we got here very early.
Ooh, yeah.
About 8 in the morning we arrived.
Mm-hmm.
And after we checked in, we got a bagel.
Yep. And a coffee.
And then we went to the Museum of the Moving Image.
In Queens.
We went to Queens, Astoria, Queens, the Museum of the Moving Image. It is the country's largest permanent exhibition of film, moving image, paraphernalia, props, whatever, et cetera, et cetera. Three stories, was it?
Yeah, it was three stories right there at the Kaufman Astoria Studios.
Part of the Kaufman Astoria Studios, where apparently it's where they've been filming Sesame Street since 1992.
Nice!
Yeah. And when we were there, there was a film was being shot.
Yeah.
If you go to our Instagram page or our Facebook group, you'll see a work permit, a film permit, what was it called? Villa Roma.
Villa Roma.
Villa Roma. Some vaguely Italian sounding. Is it an Italian? Is it a Martin Scorsese movie?
Who knows?
I was conjecturing that it was a Martin Scorsese project. But who knows? It could be something totally not even Italian. It could be they could have been filming scenes for like Luke Cage 2 over here for all we know.
It totally could have been a pizza commercial for all we know.
It did say film shoot. A commercial shoot's a lot faster. Interesting. Would that differentiate? I wonder. A shooting permit. It did say film. There were a lot of trucks there.
A lot.
There were
a lot of trucks.
A lot of trucks there. A lot of trailers. So probably.
And one of the trailers had signs Lucy and Desi on it, which was odd.
Yeah. Like legacy, like
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like. That's weird. Like I don't know if that's like an actor's thing.
Like the star gets the Lucy trailer, the male star gets the Desi Arnaz trailer.
I don't know.
Also, those doors were like 6 feet off the ground with no stairs in the
yeah, room. which made it even stranger.
So what's going on? What's going on up there? That's weird. Look, there's another vent up there. There's no any. Anyway, this hotel room is weird, guys. This is a weird room.
Anyway.
There's a small fridge inside a cabinet that barely fits.
Well, the reason why is because one door opens one way and the other door opens the other way.
Oh, there you go. Sure, figured it out. So we went to the museum, and it was $15 to get in. We did get through it kind of quick, like a little over an hour. It was not that big.
It was a small museum. Most of the museums that I've been to, in Amsterdam or here in New York, mm-hmm. They tend to be larger
big sprawling things. Buildings. Yeah.
Big sprawling buildings. Yeah, yeah. You know, the Museum of Modern Art is huge. The Natural History Museum is ginormous.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing in Amsterdam. The Rijksmuseum. The
Rijksmuseum was gigantic.
Big.
When we were there, they had a section that was closed down. It still took forever to get there.
Exactly. The Van Gogh Museum is huge, mm-hmm. and that's just one artist. But, you know, then again, while we were in Amsterdam, we went to that weird sex museum that was like an apartment.
The sex museum? I don't remember sex museum.
Torture museum.
Yeah, and it was very small.
Yeah, it was like the size of an apartment.
Museum was very small.
You know? I mean, the museum of the moving picture was more along that scale, but it was way nicer on the inside because it's New York. There's obviously money to put in it because it's the moving pictures.
Yes.
I mean,
TV and film. And video games. There's a whole section on video games.
There was a whole section on video games. But no video games that you know.
Well, there was that one section where they had the original
games.
So they had some stand-up games.
Upstairs.
But upstairs, yes, it was all like...
It was more like...
Experimental games.
Well, exactly. There were more art-based games, yes. I would say, where it's more about the actual playing the game itself as opposed to there being a point to the game.
The goals and the point system.
Gone.
There was one game that was... they just took... audio of some crazy situation at a soup kitchen in LA and then just animated it. And then I guess you just experience a crisis at a soup kitchen.
Ugh, that does not sound like a fun thing to do.
Yeah, it's not like fun. But I was like, yeah, so I think there's a lot of interactive stuff too. I think if we spent more time like doing all the different things,
we could have. Well, I mean, you made a puppet show. That was fun.
I did a puppet show.
They had the
playback.
They had the Jim Henson exhibition was there right now.
Yeah, that's the main thing going on the main floor, the second floor, when you walk in, it's the Jim Henson exhibition, and had all the puppets like behind cases and stuff. That Big Bird,
that thing was
hardest.
So they had they showed the Big Bird suit,
mm-hmm.
and then they had the like the initial drawings of his idea,
the diagrams
of how it worked, and then they had the actual suit and the rig that the guy wore inside. And that rig was crazy, Chris.
Yeah, a little screen on it where apparently he could see the script so that he can act it out, right? But it's a tiny screen. Like,
yeah. Because we're talking like the 70s this thing was made. But it was like this dude had a tiny television on his chest.
Pretty much.
On the inside. So he could see what he was doing. And the whole thing was I mean, his hand was doing the mouth.
Yep.
And what, the other arm did both hands?
Did one wing. And then he had like a string attached to something, like I think on the bottom of his... palm, I think it was, that could control the other wing. It was weird.
Yeah.
Very elaborate, actually.
No, exactly. It was really impressive. It brought a whole new light to just how
just
intricate and what was going on, you know, behind the scenes of this silly little puppet show.
It was very cool. And yeah, so there's a lot of cool things like that, and a section where it's all the different cameras, the evolution of cameras.
That was really cool.
They had that part where they're showing like the Thomas Edison silent film.
Yeah, yeah. Did,
5 second film.
There was one little area where they had all the film sizes up next to each other. Did you see that?
I did not see that.
Oh, they had all of them. They had Super 8.
Yeah.
Really tiny, all the way up to IMAX 70mm, so you could see the difference in scale.
Yeah, exactly.
It was pretty impressive.
I put that on Cinema Crespediso once in a Facebook group, a picture of 70mm film next to 35mm film, so you could see the how much information is. It's pretty significant, actually.
It is.
The size difference.
It's
pretty wild. There's a lot of cool stuff, and I got a couple books. I got a Scorsese book and a Spielberg book.
Oh, very nice.
Because I was like,
because
I want to get a book, and I was there. It's like, I want to get some books. I want to go to the Strand bookstore, but now I got books, so I don't know. Now do I need to go to Strand? I got books now.
I mean, we're in New York. Why not?
Do I need more books, though?
What else we got going on? We got a wedding tomorrow in 24 hours.
Yeah, we got a wedding. 24 hours, yeah. Yeah, look at that. 24 hours. Bill will be wed, and we'll be on our way to the cocktail hour.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah. It's all about the reception.
It's all about the reception. It's all about the after party.
Yeah.
So the museum was super cool. If you're in New York City and you haven't been there yet, go.
And, you know, seriously, me, speaking from experience, you know, I've been in New York a few times. You see Bill, normally hang out in Brooklyn, you know, come to Manhattan every so often, you know, to kind of do stuff. But even still, when
you never go to Queens.
No, exactly. When people think New York City, they think Manhattan. And they think, you know, you go to Manhattan, that's where all the big museums are, Take the half-hour trip out to Queens, man.
It wasn't even a half-hour. Well, because of traffic.
Well, yeah, because of traffic. You know, take a 20-minute trip out to Queens. Go to the Museum of the Moving Picture. It's worth the trip out there and the $15 admission. Definitely.
It's worth the trip. Definitely worth the admission. And worth getting annual pass because they show movies there. Showing, what was it? My Neighbor Totoro?
My cousin?
No, it's not my cousin. It's a Miyazaki movie.
Yeah, something Totoro.
That started at 11 a.m. So they show movies there all the time, and I think it's worth it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if I was a New Yorkite.
New Yorkite, that's what they're called. Famous New Yorkites, yes. That's correct.
Not New Yorkers, New Yorkites.
Those are the new ones.
Uh-huh.
And then when you're there, if you want some pizza, there's a Napoli pizza just a couple blocks up the road.
Delicious.
It's pretty good.
Delicious.
Some Cinema Crespediso sent you. They'll say, for sure.
I was about to say, they'll look at you like you're fucking retarded.
You'll get the Cinema Crespediso discount. Yeah, so it's all
I know we've done the 3% thing. I mean, we told a bunch of people about it. I've been telling people about it ever since you set the date.
I don't know if we have.
We should do that.
So there's an event.
On every episode up until it happens.
Up until it happens. Copper Rocket. The Copper Rocket Pub in Maitland. March 24th, Saturday, from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., we're having a PFT media party, and it's our first Cinema Crespediso meetup.
Because it's our
first thing that we'll be out there for.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, our first party type deal. It's for the entire network, but we'll be there, so it'll be pretty cool.
5 years in the making.
You guys came out and hang out with us. Guys, come and hang out with us and drink some drinks. And
come hang out. Drink some drinks. Shake my hand and then request... to be Facebook. My friend on Facebook.
And then you can actually be friends.
And then we can do it because I met you.
And then we can talk movies or about podcasts or whatever you want to talk about. Sports, trivia.
Don't talk to me about sports.
Don't talk to Drew about sports. Don't talk to me about sports either. But if you want, we'll talk about whatever you want. PFT Media Party Meetup, March 24th, Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m. We're going to have giveaways, working on a giveaway, and also some sort of live entertainment. We'll get better at this promo thing, I'm sure.
We just gotta work on it.
We can practice. What are we at here? Obviously not very long. We haven't obviously seen a movie yet. It's still Friday. What are we gonna see? We got. Where's the Alamo Draft House? Maybe we'll figure out where that place is at, and maybe we'll go there. Annihilation is getting really good reviews.
I know it is.
Good word of mouth.
It is.
So. I want to see what that's all about. And there's also game night. Kind of want to see that.
No, you know what? It's only 6 miles away.
The Aloma Draft House?
Yeah, the Draft House.
Oh, man. So maybe we'll be going to the Aloma Draft House tonight. We'll see.
It's in Brooklyn.
Maybe not. Maybe not tonight. Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, Riff Cross.
Maybe we'll go to the Aloma Draft House while we're in town because we don't have one
Alamo of those. Aloma? What is this? Orlando?
I said Aloma.
You've been saying Aloma the whole time.
But you haven't saw me the first time. That's so funny. No, I want to go to the Alamo, the Aloma Draft House. Oh, it's all the way down there.
Like Red Hook, Brooklyn. Like not even good Brooklyn.
Yeah, Red Hook.
Hey, well, I didn't know. Yeah, it's over Park Slope, Bed-Stuy. It's, I mean,
the part that used to be Puerto Rican.
That Gold Star's Bill's house.
Okay.
So, and then
you know, see what's playing at the IFC Theater. There might be something crazy playing at the IFC Theater.
The IFC Center. IFC Center.
IFC Center. Yeah, that's where I saw the J.
Well, you know what? And that's here.
And that's in Manhattan.
Yeah, it is. Is in Manhattan, you're right?
So we don't know what we're doing exactly. We're doing a lot of this fly by the seat of the pants,
right now,
et cetera, et cetera.
The Cured and the Housemaid.
Oh, not going to the IFC Center. Well, anyway, I don't know if we're gonna end up seeing a movie to review for this episode, but
who knows? Maybe we will.
Maybe we will.
Maybe we won't. See what happens.
Hopefully. We will be recording another segment, and this won't just be one quick little 15-minute blurb, in which case, I'm sorry. But, we'll see. Unfortunately, I'm not going to make any promises. Not seeing anything there? Not seeing anything. You know, also, I'm starting to get hungry.
Okay.
So, we might have to think about that dinner.
Yeah.
Guys,
we're going to see if this works. This may or may not work. You may or may not get more. We'll see how this all happens.
Yeah, this may be terrible. You know what? It is terrible, and I apologize. If you're still listening, I apologize. But to be honest, we got the click. We got the download, so we got what we wanted out of it.
So thanks.
Maybe we'll be back. Maybe not. We'll see. Down the streets of New York City. It's 11:30 at night, Cinema Crespediso. The recording turned out okay. So we're going to try to do a little bit as we walk back to the hotel.
Only slightly wasted from Bill's wedding.
Only slightly wasted. We're actually not that wasted.
No, seriously, I thought I was going to a lot more trash than I did. I mean, I'm just trashed, no doubt.
Oh, he's trash, guys, trust me.
But I am nowhere near as trashed as I thought I was going
to
be.
So we went to the Aloma Draft House Cinema this morning. Drew, what did you think of the Aloma Draft House Cinema in Brooklyn?
Seriously, it reminded me of what the Enzion could be.
If it had more money and more access to newer movies.
Not even more money and more access to newer movies. All they really have to do is just redesign the inside. They could still do everything they're doing. But with those two tops and the tables in between, it was fucking perfect.
Oh, they did have a better system of ordering food and the lights and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely, 100%. All right, we're across the street. We are now at, where are we, Drew? Let's give people a location.
We are 90th and 3rd Avenue.
90th and 3rd Avenue. Our hotel's at 91st and 1st Avenue. So that's how much extra show you guys are going to get. And you may, should I not tease this? You may get a minute or two of Billy Dee's set to the movies with the man himself, Billy Dee.
Oh man, yeah. His actual voice as opposed to me reading his words.
Yeah, ask you about hear his voice. It'll be at the farewell brunch, the wedding brunch tomorrow. Try to pull up my side for a second. Aloma Draft House was awesome.
No, it really was. It was definitely an experience. I'm definitely glad that I went to it, this being my third or fourth time in New York City and still have not been there. I'm glad that we made the trip out there and did it.
Yeah, I didn't want to come to New York and go see a movie like a Putz. At the Winter Park Regal. But the Alamo.
The Alamo.
I keep doing that. The Alamo. There is no Alamo in Florida, in the entire state.
No, exactly. And
So we had to check it out. We had to do a movie pilgrimage.
Well, no, exactly. And, I mean, yesterday when we were walking around and we were over by the that studio, whatever it was called. I don't remember right now.
With the Kaufman Astoria?
Yes, yes, yes. There was a United Artists studio literally a block away. And I was thinking to myself, man, we could totally catch a movie. But I'm definitely glad we waited a day and went to the Alamo Draft
House. Oh, yeah. United Artists theaters are old and shitty.
Are they?
Yeah, they're terrible. Okay. Yeah, you would have hated that.
Oh, man.
You would have hated that. Okay, I paused it real quick. We were back. We saw... So when we went to Alamo, we went and saw...
Annihilation.
Annihilation. Alex Garland's Annihilation adaptation of the novel, starring J.J.L.
Yes.
Jennifer Jason Leigh. And Natalie Portman, of course. Fantastic. Uh-huh. Natalie Portman, big fan of hers.
Of course.
Drew, what did you think of Annihilation?
You know...
Spoiler-free.
It was pretty fantastic. It was just as beautiful, if not more so... than the trailers said it would be. There were some plot twists in there.
Sure, a couple, yeah.
I didn't see coming, especially the ending.
A couple things I didn't see happening. Yeah, let's go this way. Let's go now. Let's cut down.
Yeah, whatever, it's fine.
Whatever the street is.
But no, yeah, I mean, it was... in all reality, in my eyes, is probably one of Mr. Garland's most visually appealing movies.
Yeah, he definitely, he obviously had a bigger budget than he did with Ex Machina.
Exactly,
so.
But it seems that he keeps raising the bar for himself.
Well,
with every subsequent movie, it seems to get more beautiful and, I don't want to say better storytelling, because this was kind of an adaptation. I think Ex Machina definitely had a better and probably like a more personal story.
More interesting story.
Yeah. Not to say that this story wasn't interesting.
Just Ex Machina is better if you're comparing Alex Garland movies.
Yeah, exactly. If I'm comparing Alex Garland movies, I would definitely say Ex Machina is probably the better movie. But even saying that, I mean, it was fantastic.
I thought so.
I mean, it's Ex Garland. He knows how to set a mood.
Yep.
He knows how to frame a shot.
Yep.
He knows how to tell a story.
Yep.
I mean, if...
He got good performances from all his actors.
Exactly.
Oscar Isaac was great.
Yeah, I mean, oh man. Oscar Isaac had those deadpan eyes like I have never seen him have before.
He did have very dead eyes, yes.
And most of the time he plays his characters with so much emotion.
Oh, let's cross. Here, let's cross the street. No, Drew, you gotta get closer to the mic now. We're across the street, but you gotta get closer to the mic.
That the lack of emotion was almost more impressive this time.
It was, I think so. It was very good. Yeah, I mean, I agree with all that. It was really well made. It was super good, well acted, well directed.
And you know what?
It looks great.
Seriously, I would love to learn more about the production design of that movie and like how they put together like the plants and the animals and the flowers and all that stuff. Because,
well,
I mean, as you've seen in the trailer, you know, even Natalie Portman talks about it in the trailer where, you know, things are changing and it's not necessarily destroying, but it's making something new, and they really play that into just about every part
of
the production design.
The trailer does, I guess they're trying to let you know what the movie's about, but it does kind of give away a decent amount of what the movie's about, what's going on, actually.
I mean, of sorts, but at the same time, it's almost...
But it's still...
Yes, the trailers give away some parts of the movie, but it's without context.
Yes.
And I think while watching the movie and putting those scenes into context, it definitely makes it more interesting than just the trailer.
Yes. Okay, sure. Yeah, I buy that. So, yeah, I thought it was very good. I like the whole... the themes are going with mutation and cancer and stuff, which they start talking about right in the first like 10 minutes of the movie. They start talking about a cancer cell splitting,
uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, that's what this movie's about. That's what it's about. And then
basically,
that's what it's about. Definitely good stuff. Annihilation, recommended.
I mean, and as much as the both the trailer and the name of the movie may claim for it to be about destruction, it's really more about creation than anything else.
But what kind of creation? At what cost?
Yes, Chris.
Creation at what cost?
Yes.
So good stuff. We definitely recommend checking out Annihilation.
100%.
And if in New York City and you're not going to the Alamo, excuse me. If you're not going to the Alamo Draft House,
a jerk.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Seriously.
It's totally worth it.
100%.
It's worth the train ride.
It's worth it all.
Apparently it's a pain in the ass to get tickets to special events. What are you going to do?
You know, what the hell do I know about that? I'm from Orlando.
Yeah, we get tickets to whatever we want all the time. Ain't no one down there. It's easy peasy, 1-2-3-easy. All right, we made it.
We made it.
Hotel's right there.
Uh-huh.
All right, I don't know how long that was because it's kind of dark out here. And I can't really see the screen, but that was our on-the-street review of Annihilation.
Billy on the street.
Copyright. Yeah, copyright Billy Eichner. And E? No, Bravo. No. True TV! This episode brought to you by True TV.
Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull?
What? Ow! You're metal, dude! We're totally gonna kill you now.
In general, in a global sense, yeah, I enjoy a muffin.
You like muffins in the abstract.
But I would rather have this.
All right.
My resolution is to eat less muffins. All
right, scooch in a little closer here, buddy. Let's do this real quick. Let's just say like a hello and say what's up to the people.
Yes.
All right. All right, guys, Cinema Crest Benito. We're at the brunch. Drew's sleeping on the table, and I'm with Billy D. Say what's up, Bill.
What is up, my dudes?
All right. You finally heard his voice. We're recording, guys. This is Cinema Crest Benito. Introduce your new wife there.
Hey, everybody. I'd like to introduce you to Courtney Devine.
Hi, everybody.
All right.
And Josh Frank, who killed it as host last night.
Hey, guys. I've used up all of my A material, so that's all you're going to hear from me.
Yeah, this is definitely the hungover portion of the show. It's after the party, and we had a lot of fun. Thank you guys for inviting us to the wedding. It was great. I don't know what really to say to Bill. What do you want to tell the Cinema Crest Benito people? It's finally your chance to talk to him, and not through this guy.
Yeah, not through my voice.
Yeah.
You guys do a great job at conveying my missives. So.
Well, you write in your voice, so it's pretty easy to
exactly.
tell yourself.
You write as you speak, so all I have to do is just pretend I'm you, and it works.
Yeah, especially that, and like when they get long, you know. Sometimes they get long.
It's still not as long as like Scott's emails.
Scott, I love you, bro. You are long-winded.
Scott's got a lot of things to say.
I want to say thank you to Chris and Drew for coming up and spending this time with us and celebrating with us. Like before Crespedizo, Chris, Drew, and I go back so far.
Yeah,
almost 20 years.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Coming up on it.
That's
yeah,
crazy.
It's real having you guys here. I love you both. So.
Thanks, man. You can't see the hug. You can't see the hug, but we're hugging. All right, well, guys, that was really quick, but thanks for listening to this week's Cinema Crest Benito. So we'll be back next week with a normal sounding show that'll have better audio quality, we promise, and actual content, not just us walking through the streets. Bill, say goodbye.
Stay cool. I'm Billy D.
He said it. He said his catchphrase. He did it. That was awesome. That was awesome. All right, guys. I would appreciate it. And this will be out later tonight. So we'll be back next week with episode 260-something. 269? Up top.
Nice.
A PFT Media production.